Lesson 22. David and Jonathan. Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The aim: to show the unselfish love of Jonathan and the meaning of true friendship. All the people of Israel admired David and sang his praises because of his great victory over Goliath. When they saw how well he behaved himself, they began to love him. Jonathan, Saul's son, a godly, faithful man, loved David very much, as a close friend. But Saul was jealous of David's popularity. Jonathan and David become close friends. Because he was Saul's eldest son, Jonathan was heir to the throne of Israel. Everyone expected that he would be the next king. There are many stories in the first book of Samuel of Jonathan's outstanding faith and courage, and God would have really loved him. Saul, however, had been rejected by God because he was stubborn and disobedient. God had instead chosen another man to be king, a man after his own heart, David, the son of Jesse, of the tribe of Judah. From that tribe, Messiah, that is Christ, would later come. The news that God had chosen David gradually spread throughout all Israel. When Jonathan realized that David would be king, he was pleased. It never occurred to him to be angry or jealous. From the time of their first meeting, when David was the hero of all Israel, Jonathan became very fond of the young shepherd, for Jonathan could see how much he loved God. He was obviously very impressed by David's faith and courage in boldly facing the giant Goliath and in fearlessly going out to slay him. As a sign of his respect and love, he took off his royal robe and girdle and gave them to David to wear. Jonathan was a great soldier, but he gave his sword and his bow to David to show how much he loved him. King Saul's jealous hatred. King Saul became depressed and moody. The real cause was that he had refused to listen to God and obey him. One of his servants, however, suggested that he find someone to come and play soothing music on the harp. So it was that David, a very skillful musician, first came into the king's house. David, of course, was now also a fearless soldier. The men of Israel gladly followed him into battle. After one battle with the Philistines, Saul heard the singing of the women of Israel. And as they sang and danced for joy that Israel had won, he should have been glad, but he heard their song, "Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." This made Saul so angry that he made up his mind to kill David. It never occurred to Jonathan that his father would hate such a lovely young man as David. It was not long, though, before Saul's actions showed that he was extremely jealous of David. "What can he have more but the kingdom?" he said. The next day, while Saul played on his harp, Saul hurled his spear at him. Twice this happened, and twice David escaped. Saul had become afraid of David because he saw that God was with him. God, however, had deserted Saul because he continued to be stubborn and rebellious. Time and again, he plotted to destroy David. As each plot failed, Saul's hatred grew, but all Israel and Judah loved David. Jonathan speaks up for David. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. Jonathan was a very loyal son, but he knew that God had chosen David to be king over Israel. So he protected David, even when Saul was plotting to kill him. It made Jonathan very unhappy, and he warned David of his father's wicked plans. Then he went back to his father to reason with him. He pleaded with him not to return evil for the good that David had always done to him. Jonathan's words were so kind and so true that Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. And Saul swore, that is, promised, "As Yahweh liveth, he shall not be slain." Jonathan really did believe that his father had changed his mind, so David was brought again to the king's palace, but Saul had not changed at all. Once again, he took up a javelin to throw at David. This time, David fled for his life to his old friend, the prophet Samuel, and stayed with him at Ramah. David goes into hiding. David decided to go secretly and tell Jonathan that he was afraid for his life. The two friends met together without anyone knowing. They made a covenant together out in the field, a promise to remain true and faithful to each other. Jonathan made David promise also that when he became king, he would continue to show kindness to Jonathan's family. David now felt sure that Saul would not rest till he had killed him. "There is but a step between me and death," he told Jonathan. He had thought of a plan to test if this were true. The next day was the time of the new moon, the beginning of the month. David should have joined the king's household for the celebration. Instead, David was hiding in the field. At first, Saul pretended not to notice. But on the second day, he asked Jonathan why the son of Jesse had not come to the feast. Jonathan told his father that he had given David permission to join his own family in Bethlehem for a sacrifice there. Saul could see that Jonathan was protecting David, for he knew there was a strong bond of friendship between them. Now Saul's anger turned on Jonathan, his own faithful son. "As long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die." Jonathan tried to speak up for David, but Saul was so furious that he hurled a javelin at him, his own son. Jonathan could see that words were useless any longer. Blinded by jealousy, his father would not rest until he had killed David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, for he was grieved for David. His father had treated him shamefully. Jonathan and David must part. Jonathan had arranged beforehand to meet David in the field and let him know whether his father's anger had passed or not. So next morning, he went out with his bow and arrows and took a lad to fetch the arrows as he shot them. As the boy ran to pick them up, Jonathan called out, "Is not the arrow beyond thee? Make speed, haste, stay not." This was really the signal to David that he must make haste and flee. The lad did not know that David was hiding nearby, and it was only when he went off back to the city with Jonathan's weapons that David came forward to thank his friend. Sadly, they said goodbye, for it was not safe for David to stay any longer. He must flee for his life. They had made a covenant with each other before God, saying, "Yahweh be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed forever. Go in peace," said Jonathan to his young friend as they parted. These two friends only saw each other once more when Jonathan went secretly to encourage David as he hid from Saul. The lesson for us. Jealousy may seem to start off as a small thing, but so often it can lead to anger and hatred. Saul saw David's success and popularity as a threat to his position as king. This made him first jealous, then angry, and before long he was filled with hatred. He tried to cover it up by lying, but it was soon clear that these feelings were so strong that he wanted to murder David. God would not help such a man. Saul, therefore, is a warning to us against envy, jealousy, and anger. Envy quickly turns to hatred, and that, in God's eyes, is as bad as murder. David and Jonathan were both loyal and faithful to Saul. David, because Saul was his king, and Jonathan, because Saul was his father. Saul was too blinded by his own jealousy to realize what lovely men these were. God will be pleased with us too if we behave as they did. Jonathan was a true friend, and so was David. Their love was generous and never failed. They are both splendid examples to us of unselfish love, and that is just what God wants us to show. Love for God, and love for the brethren and sisters of Christ, and their children. We show this by our care and concerns for others. Ask your parents or teacher to help you understand the beautiful words Paul wrote about love in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8. The Lord Jesus Christ alone has loved us in that way. We must try every day to show the same love to others.